My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back, and we're going to go behind the scenes now with this week's Saints assistant coach. But again, it's a special edition brought to you by Rouse's Market. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, because the behind the scenes is going to be the next opponent, Roy Cummings, a Tampa Bay Buccaneer insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, first off, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I am good, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, where are you? Are you here? Give me a sense of what this week has been like with Milton, just a beast, you know, out in the Gulf.
Yeah, I'm still in Tampa and been trying to prepare the house here for an evacuation tomorrow for us, and we'll get out of the house here, but. You know, we've prepared for this one like no other because this is like no other that we've had. So the house is boarded up. We've tried to, you know, secure every door and seal that we can think of so that there's storm surge. We can hopefully avoid a flood. And, you know, if we lose anything here at my place, it won't be for lack of effort. I can tell you that because kind of devoted the better part of the last 2 days at least to this. And, It's a full-time job preparing for a hurricane. As you guys well know, we've all been there.
We do. What about Helene? Did you guys, were there any issues there?
Well, no, ultimately, but the first time ever since I've been living in this home that I'm in South Tampa, and I've been here for 17 years now, going on 18 years, the water came right up to our doorstep, and that was all from storm surge, and you know, we're still not sure if it was actually surge or just, you know, the drains being backed up. It's just hard to know, but it was about 11 o'clock at night that I was kind of thinking, you know, prematurely that, hey, we might have made it through this okay, when all of a sudden the water started rising out in the streets. And you know, for our streets to flood, that happens on occasion with real heavy rains, and you know, it dissipates in half an hour, you know, at the most. But this one, suddenly around 11 o'clock at night, the water started rising, and it didn't stop until 3 o'clock in the morning when it got right to the doorstep. And I went out there, and about as crudely as you can, laid a whole bunch of towels down in front of the doorstep. And when I went out there the next morning, after I saw that the water was starting to recede finally, those towels were saturated, but no water got in the house, which is pretty incredible.
You know, Roy, how does, you know, the Saints were experienced with this, dealing with hurricanes. I can remember we practiced in Dallas and played a home game in Jacksonville and whooped the Packers. So you know how the NFL is, the show must go on. So Todd Bowles out now, they're utilizing Tulane's facilities, and you consider Tampa Bay, you know, that they're really the dominant team, even though the Falcons pulled off that upset. I still think they're the team to beat in the NFC South. So how is Todd Bowles and you think the team's approaching this? Have you ever been able to talk to any of them about this or what?
Yeah, and you know what? They're taking it just like, you know, the Saints would. It's a business trip. And I think part of the reason to get out of Tampa and bring the families along with you is to basically leave this, you know, concern behind, focus on the game as much as possible. That is their job. And you know, but this is a tough time for everybody. I mean, homes can be damaged, destroyed, lost. And, you know, and I think the primary thing is make sure everybody's out. And, you know, look, every NFL team has a lot of people involved that make sure that when it comes to something like this, families are taken care of as well. So that's a big part of it. And again, that's all part of the approach that for the players, at least, it's a business trip, and we've got to concentrate as much as we can on football. We'll have people, you know, the team will have people helping every team, that, you know, every player that's got a home in the area. secure their home and get what needs to be done there so that everybody's safe. And, the good news is, at least at this point, again, these things can all change. It looks like it's heading a little bit south of us here in Tampa, which may spare, a lot of the guys and a lot of the homes here in Tampa Bay. So we'll see, but I mean, it's still too early to know for sure exactly how it's going to go. But, they take it like, treat it as a business trip. And, for the guys, it's all about football, at least for, it's 2.5-3 hours on the field for practice, and the time in the meeting rooms do everything they can to make sure that those guys can concentrate on the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now, Roy, bear with me. This is like a 2 or 3 part question, and I'm looking at Tampa Bay's offense. I want your opinion. Have the fans, the Buck fans, truly embraced Baker Mayfield? And he's been rewarded with a contract. And then I want you to comment on that. And then also, it seems like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin's been playing forever. I mean, you want a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, they got a couple of 1,000-yard receivers. But comment on their contribution at a high level. But the one area I still, and I know the Bucs tried to address it, the running back room. And then, because you're not going to be unbelievable strength at every position. But just elaborate on what they're doing offensively and what I just brought up to you.
Yeah, I'll start with, the first question about Baker Mayfield. I think the fans, have definitely taken, a real liking to him. And part of that is because, the players on the team have taken such a liking to him. Look, everybody's going to be happy with a quarterback who produces, and he's definitely produced here. I think there were probably, I'm sure the fan base was probably split when he came here. As half the people probably thought this was a mistake. The other half probably thought, well, why not give it a shot? Brady's gone. What are you going to do? You got to find somebody. And, he fits in terms of the salary cap and everything else. And maybe it'll all work out. And as long as he beats out, the competition, which he did, and Kyle Trask, that's good news. And so I think they've definitely embraced it. And again, it's hard not to when you see a quarterback like him who can, do just about everything you need a quarterback to do. But then he goes out there and he's the, first one throwing lead blocks. He's, last week he gets into a bit of a tussle with another guy for just a minor quick dust up, for the lasted about a second and a half. But, just the fact that he's going to go out there and he's not going to take anything from anybody and he's going to be a team leader, it's hard not to really appreciate that. And because the players appreciate it so much, I think the fans do as well. And you know what? In terms of his success, it helps to have Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. In my opinion, a sure Hall of Famer in Mike Evans. And Chris Godwin, when he becomes the primary target on all downs, not just third down as he is now, it helps. Tom Brady was saying the other day that one of the things that he just loves about Chris Godwin is just his hands. He's got the best hands. Tom Brady said he's got the best hands of any receiver he's ever played with. And that's saying a lot. When that comes from Tom Brady, that's saying something. So that tells you about, what they've gotten, those two receivers. And you know what? You got to give a shout-out to Jason Light in that regard. Those are two receivers that Jason Light drafted, his team, his group drafted. And they've clearly worked out at a very, very high level for this team. And those are the kind of guys that make quarterbacks better. The other thing that makes quarterbacks better, obviously, is a running game. The Bucs still kind of struggling there. And I think now more than anything, the struggles are primarily as a result of just kind of weakness up front. Look, Bredesen is not he's not an all-pro guard. They've got, Luke Getteke is out at right tackle. I'm still not convinced that, he's what they hope he's going to be yet. But when you've got School in there, that's, you're taking a big step backwards to begin with. So they had to, figure out, they lost the game because they couldn't quite figure out how to work that situation to begin with. that now they're having to kind of use a tight end over there to help somebody a little bit, so that's compromising things a little bit as well. But I think that's the reason that the Bucs still aren't running the ball effectively, because I like the two running backs. My opinion is, and you know, you guys will give me, you know, you'll give me more than I can say about it, having played it. But you know, I think those two backs are really good. Bucky Irving, I think, has got breakaway speed and power. Rashad White is tremendous in space. It's one of the reasons they use him as a pass catcher so much. And every once in a while, he'll break off a run as well if they can wear down the offensive line, the defensive line. The problem is, I don't think the Bucs are confident enough in their running attack, probably because of the offensive line, to really lean on it so much that you get to the point where the defensive line is worn down. So it's still a bit of a work in progress in terms of the running game.
Well, Roy, we just had the our 7 o'clock update. It's your 8 o'clock update, and unfortunately, Milton is a 5, my friend. So you guys go do what you need to do. Take care. It ain't about football for the next couple of days. And be safe, and we'll talk to you very soon.
We'll do it, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. That's Roy Cummings, PeterPirates.com, one of the Buccaneers insiders for 20-plus years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.